call from Jason in Ohio. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Dr. Sherman. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. What can I answer for you?
Thanks. I wanted to ask, have you had any experience successful with naturally healing the groin-related hernia and inguinal?
The inguinal hernia, well, you know, it's one of those things that if you have a opening, let me give a little bit of background for our other listeners. But sometimes a guy especially will be more prone to inguinal hernias because, you know, as we develop in utero, our testicles drop down from our kidneys into the testicles, and it leaves a little opening at the base of the abdomen. So that is potentially a weak area, and sure enough, in some guys, especially, it doesn't tend to happen much in women, but for some guys, that opening gets wider and wider, especially if you're a little overweight or you strain yourself lifting pianos, perhaps, and that once that weakness is ruptured, and you know, sometimes a part of the bowel can even come out and force that open. So, unfortunately, I don't know of any natural method to help repair that. Are you close to needing surgery, or what's happening with you, Jason?
Well, just doing some research on to avoid the surgery. But yeah, if the surgery is gonna go through eventually, then I'll opt to go with the old school, just before the mesh garbage that they started doing. They used to just sew it up and then so that would be my last resort. Yeah,
I know the mesh, a lot of people are reacting to the mesh constituents in the actual product, and sometimes you can get inflammation and a reaction locally once that is put in. And so that, yeah, I would avoid that if possible. Typically there's some good old-fashioned surgeons will do it the old-fashioned way and just kind of put a few stitches in that little area, and that'll keep it from opening up. But unfortunately, like I say, I don't know of a natural method. I know many, many years ago there was a doctor who was doing it on the Oregon coast, and he was putting in a thin layer of lamb's wool to create a sclerosing effect. But unfortunately, he has passed and no longer doing it. No one passed the torch, unfortunately. So,
yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
Another question, if I could. I remember you shared on the constitutional hydrotherapy approach to bring more circulation and more, flow into the whatever area that a person may be interested in, whether it's the kidneys or, wherever other places.
Yes.
What do you think on that approach? By the way, are you also still working on the DVD that you were eventually going to release on how to do that locally at home and stuff?
Thanks for that reminder, Jason. Yeah, we are definitely still working on that, and I'm hoping to get more of our Tahoma Clinic doctors behind it in the use of it. And I'm still very excited about that. So hopefully we can get that made soon. I know I asked our website tech, George Saxton, about this. So as he listens today, hopefully he can remind me to work on this and finish it up also. But as far as the inguinal hernia, it's kind of like an opening that just doesn't want to close. You know, it's kind of, you know, some people will develop a tear in the abdominal muscle that also creates a hernia. And unfortunately, it's just really hard to bring that back together by, you know, stimulating your body to naturally knit that because it's not, you know, it hasn't broken the skin, but, you know, it's one of those things that is very easily surgically repaired and brought together. But yeah, I don't think constitutional hydrotherapy would bring that back, unfortunately. Now I know there are, you know, a lot of guys will wear a truss or something to help support that to keep it from getting worse, but that can only last so long. And once the, you know, the danger of a hernia is that it can, part of the bowel can be, exit out that opening and then you're not able to get it back in. But it doesn't sound like yours is that bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jason. Thanks for the reminder too.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
And,